Well, we don't have to look around real hard to find the world, and man has many different agendas and goals and focuses, and it can be very easy if we're not careful in our flesh to think, okay, well, let's fight back the way that the world fights to these different things. But Romans chapter 12, verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And we have those different opportunities begin to come about. And one of them is we've got those baby bottles in the back table that we mentioned a few weeks back in an opportunity that we come alongside First Coast Women's Services, an opportunity to come alongside those points of decision of preserving life, and as their desire as well is to share the gospel through that time, believing that that's the greatest message they can begin to share with these families, these mothers, and at times fathers as they're making these decisions. And so just wanted to give us a reminder that next Sunday, Miss Jackie Skeels will be doing the final collection of any of those that come in. So if you so feel led, there are still some in that basket back there. Today and this week would be that last opportunity. So we wanted to make that known to all of you. As well, I've been thinking a lot. I tend in the month of June, we focus a lot on this time of vacation Bible school coming up. And if you've been with us in that, you understand why that occupies a lot of our time and thought. And, you know, at different points as a pastor and overseeing that time, there'd be different things the Lord tends to draw my mind to, my heart to along the way. We had a time yesterday, different ones working and preparing for this time, and I'm watching different ones serving and different things that they're doing. And, you know, we have a tendency when we think about teaching or we think about serving within God's house to, we tend to think in the way in our flesh of elevating the flashy things, the noticeable things, the large and big prominent things. If you look with me, Mark chapter 12, if we could just turn there, we have an instance in which we see Jesus is sitting down opposite the treasury in verse 41 of Mark chapter 12, and he began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury and how many rich people were putting in large sums, and we would tend to gravitate towards seeing that, right? And go, man, look at that. They must be getting a hernia carrying all of that in. And but it tells us in verse 42 that a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. What did Jesus call him over to look at? Did he call him over to look at the ones carrying the big satchel? Or did he go in verse 43, calling his disciples to him, he said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. They put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on. We would tend to elevate the things and I say we, in our own thinking, our own flesh, what the world would begin to elevate, would be those large, noticeable things. God begins to see those things that are done in faith and that are done in giving everything that we have to him. That would begin to be what gets his attention, what he would begin to esteem. If you were to back up with me in Mark chapter 9, it's a conversation that begins to go on, and I tend to chuckle at the beginning of this because it tells us as the disciples, if you would drop on down with me, in verse 33, as they're coming to Capernaum, when he was in the house, he began to question them, what were you discussing on the way? They kind of kept silent because, well, verse 34 tells us they were discussing which of them was the greatest. I tend to sometimes like go, I wonder what that conversation was like. Did you see what I did the other day? Did you see that great act? And did you see how many people were amazed at this? And did you see how many people I talked to about Jesus the other day? And they're going, oh, they're debating the greatest things. That gets our attention sometimes, doesn't it? But Jesus goes, he sits them down. He says, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. He takes the child, set him before them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me. Whoever receives me does not receive me, but him who sent me. You know, Matthew chapter 7 passage in which you have someone coming, he says, they're going to come to me and say, didn't we do this great act in your name? Didn't we cast out, didn't we do all these great things for you? You have 1 Corinthians 13 in which I could give all that I have, I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice. And we would think, okay, surely that's got to be esteemed to God. He's looking at the performance and how great the act is done. But in both of those cases, he'll tell the ones, depart from me, I never knew you. In 1 Corinthians, Paul will say, if these things were done without love, there's no profit, no benefit. But at the same time, you'll begin to have a passage, if you were to look with me in Matthew, you're going to have a passage in which he's going to say, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you're not going to lose your reward. We wouldn't tend to elevate those things. My point in all of this is my hope is that we think of ministering, we think of serving, we think of even teaching, not in the sense of whether it's going to be flashy or going to be seen by a bunch of people or going to be noticeable, because what God looks at is he looks at the heart. He looks at the desire that you have, why you do what you do, whether it was done out of faith, whether it was really done for him. There's a lot of things that we do, and from time to time I'll hear different things, and I won't even realize somebody was doing it, and even as a pastor. And I'll go, I didn't even know that was you doing it. And I won't say the things that are, because then I'm defeating the purpose of it not being known. But sometimes we can also turn around and diminish where God has us in the serving that we're doing. And you see Paul begin to address this with the Corinthians and going, well, I'm not a hand. I'm just over here. I'm this foot. And, it's not important. Did you do what you did as unto him? And I tend to think about that in these times with Vacation Bible School. And I get the privilege during those times to get to walk around and watch so many of you serving. And the things that you'll do without acclaim, without being noticed, and you're teaching me in that time about being a servant. And you may not view it in that way. But if we'll do what we do, not because we're concerned with whether it's going to be seen, whether man would elevate it, but is it that which God would elevate? You know, it keeps our heart ready, as 2 Timothy chapter 4 would say, that we're ready in season and out of season. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, that we would make the most of our opportunities. That we wouldn't see any opportunity to serve or to share the word of God with somebody as minimal or unimportant. Because if we do it as unto him, and we do it with that heart, you won't lose that reward. And it's esteemed in his eyes. And I'm so thankful for all of you and the way that you serve in that way. And that encourages me greatly as a pastor. The world would want to get us thinking the wrong way in these things. But I'm going to encourage you, think the way that our Savior thinks. And it'll give you great peace and great comfort in just being faithful where he has you, serving what he has in front of you that day. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, I thank you for how you begin to knit us together as a body. Lord, you begin to give each one different opportunities to serve, whether it be in teaching in certain sessions, certain settings, or, Lord, serving behind the scenes. Lord, in your eyes, it's not about the way that the act begins to look or how many people begin to see it or how large and grand it appears to be, but whether we did it for you. So, Lord, may we do the things that we do as unto you. May we do it with a heart of giving all that we have and do it in faith. May we seek to do that which would be pleasing in your sight and not our own or in anybody else's. So, Lord, we give you thanks for the opportunities you give us to serve in your house. I think of these times with these children coming in, and, Lord, what a wonderful privilege it is to share the gospel and to serve as a family together. Lord, whether it be the one that's teaching the lesson or the one that is at home and just praying for this time. Lord, you're sovereign over the different boundaries you give us and the ordaining of the times. Lord, may we trust you in all of this. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.